faith leaders gather at the Arkansas Capitol to oppose a new execution method. Also, a Memphis jury finds a man not guilty in the killing of rapper Young Dolph. And a historic Hot Springs bathhouse is getting a multi-million dollar renovation. Those headlines and more coming up on KASU News for Friday, August 22nd, 2025. I'm Brandon Tabor. A gathering of Arkansas faith leaders met at the state capitol yesterday, seeking to reverse a new law allowing executions using nitrogen gas. The seven clergy members represented a coalition of 40 faith leaders from several traditions who signed a letter delivered to Governor Sarah Sanders following the press conference. Father Philip Reeves of the Catholic Diocese of Little Rock said that gassing prisoners not only robs them of life, but also of their dignity.
Nitrogen asphyxiation is a move in the wrong direction. It is opposed to the biblical view of human dignity. Many reports of it sound cruel and inhumane. It signals that one's dignity is based on the person's actions and not on God's love.
Reverend Dr. Denise Donnell of New Beginnings Church said she feels that resuming executions in Arkansas is tantamount to modern-day lynching, and condemned those who use their faith as justification for the practice.
And that's part of the Christian heritage as we have rewritten the narrative. Those people who were members of the Ku Klux Klan, part of the criteria was to be a Christian. So that you could feel better about what you were doing because you blamed it on God. What's the difference in that and what Governor Sanders is doing now?
In a joint interview with the Associated Press and the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, Sanders said she was, quote, not rushing to take action in resuming executions. A jury found a man not guilty of organizing the daytime ambush killing of rapper Young Dolph at a Memphis bakery in November 2021. A Memphis jury deliberated about 3 hours before finding Hernandez Govan not guilty yesterday of first-degree murder and conspiracy to commit first-degree murder. Govan hugged his lawyer and thanked Shelby County Judge Jennifer Mitchell after she told him he was free to go. Govan wasn't accused of shooting Young Dolph, but prosecutors claimed he directed the two people who did. However, the jury was not convinced. One of the two main bridges linking Arkansas and Tennessee has a new name. Transportation officials from the two states have redesignated the Interstate 55 bridge over the Mississippi River as King's Crossing. The name pays tribute to three historical figures with connections to the region: civil rights leader Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., blues musician B.B. King, and Elvis Presley, the King of Rock and Roll. The span is one of two road bridges linking West Memphis, Arkansas, and Memphis, Tennessee. Construction on a replacement for the 75-year-old bridge is set to begin next year. After more than 50 years, a historic bathhouse in Hot Springs is poised to get a new lease on life. The Maurice Bathhouse served visitors seeking to benefit from the city's healing waters from its inception in 1912 until it closed in 1974. Officials with the National Park Service have broken ground on a new renovation project for the bathhouse. Hot Springs National Park Superintendent Laura Miller says they're putting just under $32 million into the project in the hopes of leasing out the refurbished building.
Despite many past efforts to lease this building, the sheer size of it and the work that needed to go into it was just cost prohibitive to any single business person trying to come in and finish it out and put in a business and try to make a go of it. We know we needed to have a way to do a lot of the substantial work on the building so that we could then lease it out to a private business owner, as we have some of the other buildings.
Upgrades to the building's foundation and roof, as well as plumbing and electrical systems, are all on the list for the renovation. Construction on the project is set to begin this fall. The head of an Arkansas-based bank is stepping down. George Marcus Jr. will retire as chairman and CEO of Simmons First National Corporation at the end of the year. Marcus has served in the role since 2013. The company's president, Jay Brogdon, has been tapped to serve as CEO upon Marcus's departure. Next, A-State women's soccer battles Stephen F. Austin to a draw. We'll have more after the break.
I'm KASU station manager Mark Smith. Like many small rural stations across the country, congressional action to eliminate funding for public media sends KASU and all public radio into an uncharted future. But we remain certain about our mission and our commitment to you and to our community. You can help through contributing at kasu.org/give. As we navigate the path ahead, your continued partnership and financial support is crucial. We're grateful for you. Thank you.
In college women's soccer, A-State played a 2-2 draw with Stephen F. Austin yesterday in Jonesboro. The Lumberjacks struck first, scoring just 30 seconds into the match. A-State rallied late. Last week, the Marshall Islands men's national soccer team played its first ever match in Northwest Arkansas. The team participated in a new tournament in Springdale called the Out Trigger Cup, playing teams from Turks and Caicos, the U.S. Virgin Islands, and the local Ozark United's under-19 team. The team's head coach, Lloyd Owers, told member station KUAF that it results from roughly 2.5 years of work.
When we started, we knew that there was Majuro and there was Kwajalein, and we didn't know there were Marshallese in the U.S. at that point, especially in Northwest Arkansas. And once we discovered that, we started to get, you know, word of mouth, people seeing, people sending us footage of them playing. In the squad for this one, for example, we've got players from all over the U.S.
Melissa Lalani leads the Arkansas Coalition of Marshallese and is a longtime Northwest Arkansas resident. She says sports are an important part of Marshallese and Pacific culture, though soccer traditionally hasn't been a large part of that.
We spent the last 20 years trying to educate the general Northwest Arkansas how good the Marshallese people are. And finally, I can say, whew, we did good. You know what I mean? Like, okay, the people outside of our own community know who we are. And just the excitement level that I'm seeing from the outside of our own community is great.
The team ended the tournament with a 4-0 loss against the U.S. Virgin Islands. Northwest Arkansas has the highest population of Marshallese people outside of the Marshall Islands. In Major League Baseball yesterday, Wilson Contreras homered. Alec Burleson's two-run single highlighted a 5-run second inning, and the St. Louis Cardinals beat the Tampa Bay Rays 7-4. That's all for KASU News. Music provided by 2B Studio. You can find more stories online at kasu.org. Also, be sure to like, subscribe, and turn on notifications for KASU News on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast. In Jonesboro, I'm Brandon Tabor, KASU News.